Hello dear listeners, James here in the hustle and bustle of London town. I'm on Gloucester Place, which is in, I guess, the Marylebone area of London. A very expensive, exclusive place to live, where a flat would probably set you back more than I would earn in a lifetime. Basically, this is a quite belated response to Andy Harbert-Taylor and his audiobook about house-based decisions and the harassments and the general, the responses that were done as well. See, my gut feeling when I read all the letters, the emails, and I heard the responses, including Pawari's rather impassioned reply that you may well be taken for a ride, and of course Simon's more, well, quite opposite response to say go with your heart. There is obviously a balance to be struck, and that is where I lie. It's not what I'm being unequivocal. I'm equivocating, and it's not as if I'm trying to sort of sit on the fence with making the decisions. But what it comes down to is the fact you're going to be living in whichever house you choose for a number of years, one would hope. And it depends really how much emotional energy there is spare. One invests not just money, but time and emotions in a house. The house buying process, rather. And it's almost like you're going into a tunnel when you go into that, and you don't really know where the tunnel's going to come out. But depending on if you feel you're going in the wrong direction, doing a bit of digging and redirecting the tunnel if possible, you can still get the right outcome. But to do that, one has to be emotionally, physically, financially, and strategically prepared. You've got to have a plan. You've got to write everything down. This is what's happening. If this is, and in fact, some of my game theory DVDs I've been watching help. Game theory isn't just about sort of getting one up on people, trying to get ahead. It's all about evaluating the best solutions for everyone. It obviously, in some respects, assumes that everybody. Oh dear. Emergency vehicles in London seem to be louder than anywhere else. I guess it's a reflection of the buildings. It's not a case of getting one over on anybody. It's trying to work out what result is best achieved when rational people have a contribution to a dilemma or issue. And that can be, you know, that can be done using your mind map, could be a grid for how much, you've almost got to quantify cost and benefit and risk, and you can even do it to a chance and statistical level. And obviously, if you vary one of the variables up or down, how much does it change the end result and the best solution for both of you? Because let's face it, the person who you're dealing with, whoever it is, be it in house number 4, 3, 2 or 1, is going to have a game plan of their own. The more you can learn about it, the better. Now, of course, house buying is a ridiculous game in itself, because you can only communicate with the vendor through your and their solicitor, or even through your estate agent to speak to their solicitor. You know, it's this bizarre he said, she said thing, which leaves so much opportunity for misunderstanding, ambiguity, confusion, and being misled. So, you know, there's always risk involved. But I think in an evening of discussion, honest, open, and rational discussion with Jack, with all the facts you have, and maybe even questions that are raised by those discussions, you can come to a conclusion of what you are prepared to risk and the benefits that risk will give you. The thing you don't want to do is make any assumptions whatsoever, because as soon as you do that, they tend to gain more currency, the kind of the ascribing certainty something which is completely not certain at all, means you almost have an imbalancing it, which is a real shame, because sometimes you simply aren't in possession of all the facts, and it's almost as if you've got to decide. Sometimes you're never going to know exactly what circumstance somebody's going to be in. And that could include the chains, that could include the certainty that they are going to change, or uncertainty they're going to change their mind. Or you can go on, I guess, his past form in that respect. So my take on this would not be not to do it, and my certainty would not be to go with your heart. Mine would be to be very analytical about it and ascribe values to the various different outcomes that you would receive. And that is a long and happy life in the perfect house, a long and happy life in the less than perfect house, a short and happy life in a less than perfect house, because you may want to move on and sort of end up doing it again. Let's face it, I tell you what, there are some people who quite like moving house. And of course that doesn't give any answers at all, does it? If I was in your position, what would I do? To be honest with you, do you know what I'd do, Andy? I would definitely talk to nobody else but my wife. Because, fortunately, I mean, Beth is really rational. It's her birthday today, so I've got to be nice to her. No. She's rational. She has needs and wants of a property and the things it entails as much as I do. And she may have some insights that that actually sway the decision one way or another. Of course, the hard bit is if she doesn't know as well. But that's where conversation comes in. You know, you can ask each other the probing questions. You can sit down with a piece of paper. Do you do it over a bottle of wine and get a bit pissed about it? I don't know, maybe that was cloud judgment, but that'll make it a little bit less unenjoyable. But the bottom line is, you've still got a job, you've got the option of a mortgage, you've got a huge number of opportunities open to you. Yes, there's risk, but in the end, you will either get what you want, nearly what you want, or at least still have some money left at the end of it. So, okay. Let's face it, it could be a lot worse. You could be in Japan. Now, if that isn't cold comfort, I don't know what is. And on that note, I shall wait for my bus, which still hasn't turned up yet. Wish you a good evening, and speak to you soon. I hope it wasn't too boring. Was it too boring? Please, no, don't rate it one out of 10 of how boring it was, because that would just be wrong. But do let me know if I should not go on so much. Bye. Oh, and I went on so much because I've got nothing better to do, because I'm waiting for my bus, and I can't pick my nose. Definitely gone now. Bye.